Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, that lion forms on the right place. Not that Mackie. Back in town. Look out, old Mackie is back.
Oh, back.
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio.
Chris McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. I got you for another 3 hours as we take you to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. Fleagues on the other side, and we are coming off a miserable weekend for both teams. Both of our teams had an absolutely atrocious weekend as the Mets get swept by the Tampa Bay Rays, the New York Yankees, obviously swept by the Boston Red Sox, and we'll start there because it was a hideous, ugly, disgusting brand of baseball from the New York Yankees in every way. Last series against the Red Sox last weekend, they couldn't get the Red Sox out to save their lives. Couldn't get an out. This weekend, couldn't get a hit. They've been absolutely embarrassed by the Boston Red Sox over the first two series of this season matchup. And this one in particular was just ugly with the base running mistakes, not knowing how many strikes from Dominguez, you know, Volpe getting thrown out at third in extra innings, the offense completely dormant after only scoring one run against in the finale of the Kansas City win to come into this series the first time in 103 years at playing at Fenway Park for the New York Yankees, the first time ever to only score four runs in a three-game set against the Boston Red Sox in Fenway. It was an embarrassment. Judge completely shut down. 1-for-12 with 9 strikeouts. Just a hit. Besides the home run, which was incredible Friday night. I got a chance to talk about it on Saturday. But other than that, I mean, you go up and down. Miserable at bats. Bad defense. Terrible on the base paths. A lot of the stuff that has caused the fan base and obviously, the failures of this team over the last couple years, and a lot of people want to scream about Aaron Boone. A lot of the stuff that has been addressed throughout this year. You heard it. The New York Yankees, if you're watching the game, you heard Joe Girardi talk about it. They are, heading into this series, the best team, the least amount of outs on the base paths. They have been a far better defensive team with the additions of Bellinger and Goldschmidt. They have answered a lot of those questions. They have been a more complete team, a more well-rounded team, a less mistake-prone team than they have been in the last couple of years because they addressed it with the team. They became more athletic. They steal bases better. They've been one of the better teams in baseball going first to third and taking the extra base. They have been better. But we can't deny it. We can't ignore it. In the two biggest high profile, whether we call them important or not, the two biggest high profile series and teams that the New York Yankees have played all year, besides the Mets, and we'll dismiss it because they won, and I hate when they do that, but even I'll do it for a minute here. We'll dismiss the Subway Series because that was as high profile as it gets, and they won that series. But you talk about their enemies, quote unquote, and a lot has been made over the debate on who the biggest rival is, but it's the Red Sox and quite clearly after the World Series last year, the Dodgers. And without exception, the three series, the two against the Red Sox and the one against the Dodgers, the Yankees have played their worst brand of baseball bar none. Now, again, they've beaten good teams, the Padres, the Mets. I think it's a little overblown, this idea of the American League, and I think the Mets just found that out. But there's no doubt, in the two biggest high-profile series, Dodgers, Red Sox, despite the Red Sox just getting to 500, they have played their worst brand of baseball, and it's not close. And it was a hideous, ugly weekend. And we'll go through it all here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. But the funny thing to me is, at the end of the series last weekend, I came on the radio Monday, and I talked about as frustrated as I was with the play, as ugly as that series was, and how the bullpen, every pitcher that Boone brought in got absolutely clobbered. They couldn't get the Red Sox out to save their lives in that series, and it was tough to lose 2 out of 3 after winning the first game of the series. I came on and said, the thing that bothers me most is not the Yankees' play, because I feel confident that this is a good group. This is a good team. The offense has been good. They scored tons of runs in that series. The bullpen is damaged right now without Weaver. Our first real bad start of Carlos Rodon in a month and a half, maybe 2 months. Like, I was willing to just say, hey, the Yankees didn't play well, lost 2 out of 3 at home, don't want to see it, but not that bad. The problem was they were breathing life into the Boston Red Sox. That was my main complaint last Monday. A week ago today, I was complaining that a dormant Red Sox team that was playing terrible baseball, leading Major League Baseball in errors, a young group with all these young players who haven't really hit the ground running, struggling, pitching-wise, struggling, offensive-wise, striking out a ton, floundering in this American League East. And they come into Yankee Stadium, they take 2 of 3, they go on to take 2 of 3 in the next series against the Rays. And then today, as I was sitting there, 4:30, 4 o'clock on a Father's Day, and I'm sitting and I'm like, man, the Red Sox just got freaking hot. The Red Sox have now won 5 straight games against the Yankees. Their starting pitching completely gave up 1 run, and that 1 run was off Crochet in the 9th inning. Mets and Dodgers. The Red Sox starting pitching had absolutely dominated. They'd won 5 games in a row. They won the series in between. You're talking about a Red Sox team now that all of us, myself included, heading into the season, deemed them to be the biggest competition for the New York Yankees in this season, in the American League, arguably, and certainly in the division. That's how I felt. And I felt like, damn it, this was an opportunity, and I knew it. They played poorly last weekend, and the Red Sox have gotten hot. They just kicked the tar out of the New York Yankees, embarrassed them, brought out the worst brand of baseball they could possibly play. And we're all licking our wounds, getting ready to come home against the Anaheim Angels. And I'm worried about the Red Sox taking off. And then the Red Sox completely kill themselves. Oh, my God. What idiots. I feel so much better now. What absolute dopes as the news broke that Rafael Devers got traded to the San Francisco Giants. Can you imagine that I was actually arguing with fans? And please call me up if you feel the same way. Call me up at 888-808-1019. I've been arguing with fans all week. Prominent voices in Yankee Twitter land talking about, I'd rather be the Red Sox. I know we dog the Red Sox. I know we laugh about them being in last place, but they've won more championships since 2004, going back 20 years now. Oh, they've won more championships. I'd rather be the Red Sox. I'd rather be the Red Sox. You'd rather be the Red Sox? Yes. If you are a fan basing it solely on the championships of the last 20 years, of course they've won more championships. How could I quibble with more? More is more. But as I watch this franchise right now and say whatever you want about Hal Steinbrenner, about Brian Cashman, about any of them, the New York Yankees don't trade their stars, and the New York Yankees do not give up on seasons and make no qualms about it. That's exactly what the Boston Red Sox just did. You do not trade your superstars. They just did it with Betts. It's been an absolute joke. Verdugo was to the point where they felt they had to get rid of him so bad they traded him to the Yankees. He was terrible. Jeter Downs, what'd he play? 10 games for the Red Sox? They traded away Mookie Betts, a Hall of Famer, a homegrown Hall of Famer. And he's a bowler.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A homegrown Hall of Famer they traded away to the Los Angeles Dodgers to watch him win two championships and watch what you got in return be absolute dog crap. And you do the same thing with Rafael Devers? And you trade away a homegrown player mid-season in June? You don't even take it to the deadline and try and drum up some sort of market for him? You don't wait until the offseason? And that's what I don't understand. Like, what? Like this is punt? This is giving up on a season? We complain that the Yankees punt on lineups on games against the Royals in June. We complain that the Yankees give up games and don't have the urgency of the 162. The Boston Red Sox right now. Right now. Have won 5 straight games against the New York Yankees. They have won 7 of their last 8 games. They just eclipsed the 500 mark. They are a half a game out of the American League wild card. And I might make some quips back at Met fans who want to dog the American League, but we all know it's weak. They're a half a game out in a down American League after they just proved that they can handle what I deem to be and many deem to be. I know the Tigers are having a great year, but they can handle the best team in the American League. If they get into the playoffs, who knows what the Boston Red Sox are capable of? And in that situation, they trade a player that they deem their future just a few years ago when they traded Mookie Betts. They moved on from Xander Bogaerts. They picked, I know it's not this GM, but the Boston Red Sox and this ownership picked this guy to be their franchise leader. They targeted him to be the leader of this group, to be their flagship player, to be the guy they pay the big money to and stick with and build around. And they trade him in June for two pitchers who have Jordan Hicks, who's a reliever turned starter, who's pitching to a 5+ ERA. Kyle Harrison, a left-handed pitcher, who the Boston Red Sox have already sent to the minor leagues or will send to the minor leagues. And he's not having a great year, but okay, there's some promise there. James Tibbs. It's almost like even when I don't do the Knicks, I have to mention Tibbs in the open. James Tibbs. I'm destined to mention Tibbs in every open for 2 weeks. James Tibbs, the first round pick of this year, is 23 years old in A-ball. And Jose Bello, another right-handed pitcher. Like, that's what they got. And yes, they gave the San Francisco Giants are eating up all the money. This is an embarrassment. If I were a Boston Red Sox fan, I would be beside myself on what my team just did. Here's a couple of reasons why. I understand that he didn't want to give up his glove. He didn't want to acquiesce third base when they went out and signed Bregman, who's a Gold Glove caliber third baseman, and that does make the team better. I don't think there's any doubt. Moving him to DH and putting Bregman third makes the team better. And for whatever reason, whether it's because he didn't feel the communication was good, because he was made promises by, and I love, it was a different GM. Alex Cora, you were there when he made those promises. The owners were there when he made those promises. He was unaware that promises are only kept if the exact same people are in the exact same positions. But he was made promises. Whatever the case, you'd love for him to be the kind of guy who say, of course. Mookie Betts does it. Judge moves to center. There are stars who are doing, Bryce Harper moves to first. There are stars who are willing to do whatever it takes to win. I don't know the dynamics of it completely. I think we all kind of gave a head tilt when he said, no, I'm a third baseman. And then, of course, they deal with the injury at first base to Cassis. And they ask him to take first base. And he says, no, I'm not just picking up a glove and learning how to play first base. I don't want to embarrass myself. All right. Disappointed in Rafael Devers. There is no doubt. But here's the other thing. He's under contract for the next 8 years. In 8 years, a guy you made this kind of commitment to, you can't find a way to fix a relationship, even if it never gets fixed this season. Even if he's an unhappy, by the way, leading the American League in RBIs, one of the top 10 pure hitters in this game, a guy who, from a New York Yankees perspective, thank you very much sending him to the West Coast in the National League and to a team that the Yankees have already played this year. Thank you very much. This is a top 10 hitter in this game. He is an absolute beast. He is an RBI machine. He leads the American League in RBIs. He is an incredible force in the middle of the lineup. You have him under contract for 8 years. You're telling me there's no way that you could possibly fix or mend a relationship with this great player over the next couple of years? That he had to go right now because he was bitter to start the year, just as they're turning their season around? Just as they're getting back into the American League playoff picture? Just as they make a statement against the perceived best team in the American League, New York Yankees, their bitter rival? This is when, out of nowhere, you decide to move him for this return? You don't at least put him on the market and Buster only says that they weren't really shopping him. Now I've seen reports too that other teams have checked in, so I don't know what the extent is, but you have at the very least create a market for this guy. And I heard Laurie say it. I've been saying it forever. I don't move players like this. At the deadline is reserved unless, like, there's the odd Juan Soto's where the contract's coming. It's his free agency is coming, and clearly he's not going to stay. You've offered him big money. All right, then there are moves like that every once in a while. But for the most part, the trade deadline is reserved for veteran players at the end of a contract, or, you know, you're trying to, you know, get some pieces, help a team. You trade for a guy that you might, you know, is on a short-term deal. Those are the, you get picks. Like, those are the kind of deals made at the deadline. I don't make team-changing, culture-changing, like, core of my group-changing moves in June. It's a disastrous, hideous decision from the Boston Red Sox. And it's laughable coming off of this weekend. I cannot believe what they did. I cannot believe it. And we're going to get to all the mistakes the Yankees made. And I know it scratched all of the right itches for the Yankee haters and everything that's gone on in the World Series and years prior. I understand it. And we'll get to it. And it was ugly. And I'm sick about it. We move on. Come home for some home cooking. They're still four games up in the loss column in first place. It is not the end of the Yankee season, nor is it some proof that they can't beat good teams or they can't win in the postseason or anything else you want to say other than they played some ugly baseball, and it's fair to point out that against the Dodgers and the Red Sox, you could argue at the moment their clearly biggest rival in the Red Sox and the team that embarrassed them in the eyes of many in the World Series, that's when they've decided to play their worst baseball. That is fair. That is true. That is troubling. But I can't help today, and I know I'm the shill. I know. But all the problems and screaming we have about Hal, who doesn't go out and make that one final move, or, you know, isn't willing to go above and beyond, and he worries about the luxury tax when he shouldn't. All fair criticisms. Or we talk about Brian Cashman and his inability to bring a championship and the Donaldson trade and all these different things, fine. Or Aaron Boone and the, you know, he loves the players and this and that. But the Boston Red Sox have one of the top 10 hitters in Major League Baseball. He is a homegrown player that they gave a 10-year contract to. And this manager, this front office, and this ownership are all partly to blame, as well as him. The manager couldn't figure out a way to make it work inside the clubhouse. The GM is on some sort of spiteful revenge type move because he asked the player to do something and the player told him no. And the owner is now more concerned about his soccer team or whatever else is going on because he hasn't put money into the Boston Red Sox for how long. And now that they have these young players emerging along with a superstar that, yes, has had some issues with the organization and the team, they just swept the Yankees. They're a half a game out of the lousy American League wildcard race. And I'll tell you right here, as I watch the teams, they could be as dangerous as anyone if they get in. And this is when you decide you have to move this guy. You've got forever to trade this dude. Forever. So yes, the Yankee shill, it's my brand. Let me give you a little bit of branding. Thank God the New York Yankees aren't the Boston Red Sox. Thank God that Hal Steinbrenner would never trade a superstar, a homegrown superstar, that would never punt on a season with this close to getting into the postseason and giving themselves a chance for a championship. It's embarrassing what the Boston Red Sox just did. Embarrassing. And yes, the Yankees' play was embarrassing as well. I heard a lot of people, I'd rather be the Red Sox. You'd rather be the Red Sox? I appreciate they've won championships. They've had a tendency, especially in 13 and 18, of having the one good year and capping it off. And I would trade those for a bunch of good years. I totally agree. But around those years, they've been terrible. When they're good, they pop up and win the whole damn thing. I can't argue with it, can't quibble with it. But this franchise for a while now has embarrassed itself trading away homegrown superstars for nothing. And the dichotomy of what a Red Sox fan must have been feeling today as he felt like his season just got started, only to find out it just ended, would drive me crazy to no end. 888-808-1019. Let's take some calls right out of the open because I cannot believe what happened today. Let's go to John in San Francisco. What's up, John?
Mr. McMonagle, thanks for I'm devastated. I'm a Red Sox fan.
How could you not be?
I don't get this at all. Like, you know, we're still not over the Mookie Betts trade where we got nothing. And here we are again. And I'm, you know, reading up on the players who we, and it's, and I remember years ago, Tony La Russa, I can't remember which team he was with, but he had a bunch of, you know, superstars with big egos, and they were wacko and hard to manage. And some reporter said to him, you know, you've got the job, I mean, you know, how do you deal with them? And he said, that's the job.
That's the job.
Job of managing someone like Rafael Devers. Yeah, he doesn't want to move. But what ownership just gets pissed off and wants to power play him so they trade him for nothing? So my question to you is, and I'll take your answer, your thoughts off you, but what is happening with the ownership of the Red Sox that they're just like, no, we're going to get rid of you and get nothing for you?
Yeah, I can't tell you. I could tell you that they're pleased to get his contract off the books. And now they're going to spin this in two different ways. And you've already heard it being spun. They are spinning it in the direction of now it opens them up financially to do a whole bunch of different things, right? They can go get Tucker, and he's an imperfect player for this contract, right? He's young. This contract takes him through his prime years. It's not like some of these other deals that take players into their 40s or late 30s, early 40s. Like he's going to be playing till he's 37, which is the tail end of the prime. I'm not saying I expect every year of the contract to be great, but I mean, he's got a better chance than some. Judge goes till 40. Even Juan Soto's now going to go till 40, 41. His contract ends at 37. Yes, he's kind of already a DH. You could put him back at third at some point, but not a great defensive player. You could transition him to first base. I do think he would be more open to it if you had an offseason of talking to him and working it out and having him work at first base. He doesn't want to embarrass himself by just picking up a first baseman's glove and throwing him out there. So I do think there was a way to fix this relationship, but they're going to sell you on, now we can go get Tucker. Now we can go get this. Now we can go get that. And then the other thing, clearly, that's already been out there, and they're going to push this narrative of he doesn't care about winning, that he cares more about himself than he does the team, and he doesn't care about winning, and you can't have players like that in your clubhouse. You can't have players that are rubbing off on the young. They have a very young team. You're hearing this too. Very young team with a lot of impressionable young kids, and the leader of the team doesn't want to move positions to help the team win. And that's a bad message to send to the young players, and he doesn't care about winning. That's the type of guy he is, and you can't have that being your guy, your leader. They got all his money off the books, and now they're open to do all kinds of great things. Okay. Good. The guy is an assassin. The guy is a killer. He is an incredible hitter. I understand it's probably a DH for the rest of his career. Was it $27 million a year? Right? Something like that. It's not the most hideous contract I've ever heard. Yeah, I mean, like, and it's not like the Boston Red Sox are unfamiliar with a designated left-handed hitter impacting games and impacting championships. I mean, they have the greatest of all time to look back in the organization. I don't know what the owner is thinking. I honestly don't know. But he did come. I think they were in Kansas City. He flew down to Kansas City or over to Kansas City or up from wherever he was. I don't know. But he flew to Kansas City and apparently had some kind of heart-to-heart or discussion with Devers, and he didn't get the, it's okay, I understand. I'll play first base. I'm sorry. I was just frustrated. He didn't get the answers he was looking for. He got more of like, hey, you made promises to me, now you're breaking them, and I'm supposed to dance for you? Like, he didn't want to do it. But my point is, you have years to fix this relationship. And right now, there is no rush to move this guy. You have to do it. You can't win with the guy. Newsflash, you just won, what, 7 of 8? You just won 5 straight against the New York Yankees. You're a half a game out of the playoffs with a dangerous team. You got Bregman coming back. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's asinine. I don't care. you could try and call me up and convince me this makes sense. You can even call me. I won't even disagree with you necessarily on the premise that eventually he had to go. Even if I buy into that, I don't know if I do. In fact, I don't think I do. But even if you tried to sell me on the guy has to go, he has to go on June 16th in the middle of this season when you have him for 8 more years? He has to go now? The first team you found that would take the entire contract, you had to move him and give up on this year? It's asinine. It's ridiculous. It's asinine. And I just find the dichotomy of the moment of after the game, Yankee fans at their lowest for this season, and they go far too low, for my opinion. We've gone over that. It's a frustrating loss, a frustrating series. But the idea the Red Sox are on the rise, the Yankees are on the decline. They just got swept in embarrassing fashion at Fenway Park. All of the troubles that have hampered them the last couple of years rear their ugly head for really the first time all year. And we're sitting here going, what about this team? What about this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or rather be the Red Sox. And then they turn around and just absolutely embarrass themselves. And so many people tell me they'd rather be the Red Sox. You can count on the Yankees. If they're a half a game out, they're not punting. They're half a game out, they're going for it. They're not selling at the deadline, they're adding. And they'll never, ever, ever let you fall in love with a homegrown player, give him an enormous contract, and hold him up as the building piece for the franchise, and then move him. That won't happen with the New York Yankees. And to just throw in the Mets, it wouldn't happen with Steve Cohen either. It wouldn't happen with a well-run, smart organization, because that's not how you do business. 888-808-1019. So a lot about Devers. Obviously, the Yankees played terribly. The Mets, for the first time, McGill and then Canning, who really has had one good start against the Dodgers, one great start, to be fair, against the Dodgers, mixed in with a little bit of a decline over the last 4 or 5 starts. Is there real concern inside this Met rotation? Obviously, Clay Holmes still very good on Friday night, but didn't feel great coming off of the Colorado start, limited to 85 pitches. Is there a concern there for a reliever transitioning into a starter with the amount of innings and traction on his arm? The offense continues to struggle with runners in scoring position. They have an ugly night Friday night where the Rays did everything they could to try and give them the game, and they still couldn't take it, and then they get absolutely demolished on Father's Day, 9-0. An ugly weekend for the Mets as they're about to go take on the Braves and Phils. So a little bit of baseball to start. Obviously, the Devers thing is a crazy, just shocking. I don't know if it's quite Luka Doncic, right? Because just the NBA and how important superstars are to any team, but just an unbelievable, out of nowhere, terrible timing, disastrous trade for the Boston Red Sox. And as a Yankee fan, thank you. Thank you for helping me save my Father's Day, because I thought I was going to be furious this morning. I thought I was going to be sick to my stomach. I thought I was going to be really pissed off, fighting off a bunch of Yankee fans who want to tell me the season's over. And instead, I get to laugh at the Boston Red Sox. That's right, laugh. Because if you think these three games are more important than that trade that followed after, you're crazy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I'm very disappointed. I got to be honest with you, just real quick. My wife, for Father's Day, bought me new headphones. And they're wireless because I've talked about my TV setup. I have the three TVs, but like a moron, I bought all Samsung. So every remote that I use works on all three televisions. So if I have a game in the middle TV, usually the Yankees, whatever, I got the two other baseball games, or I got an NBA Finals game, or I got whatever. Like, the volume control, the fast forwarding if I'm on DVR or something. Not DVR, if I'm on like the MLB app, but I'm behind because I'm typically behind. Like, it's all in the same thing. So I have wireless headphones just to do volumes. So I have the main thing, and I have a wireless headphone connected to one of the TVs. This way I can put the headphone on and listen to that television and have the, and that's how I go volume to volume. And I said, you know what? I have three TVs, but I only have the two headphones. Or I only have the one headphone. Why don't you buy me a headphone? So she bought me a really nice, expensive headphone that I can use for both that purpose and here at work. I brought it in, and for whatever reason, the echo in my own voice is unlistenable. So that's it. No headphones. Sorry, honey. I apologize. I'll still use it at home, though. I don't know why I said that other than it's really annoying me. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. And sometimes I like to let you into my world. And right now I'm annoyed that these headphones are not going to be able to do this. And obviously a lot of Devers. We'll get to the Yankees. We could talk, obviously, Yankees, Mets as well. Me and Fleas are just talking about it. Friday night's the game that bothers you, right? You have the lead. Clay Holmes comes out early. You didn't know that he wasn't feeling great after his start in Colorado, and they wanted to limit him to 85 pitches. And I have no problem with that. I don't think many Met fans do. It's hard not to trust them on knowing their guys and knowing the staff. They've done an incredible job. If they think 85 is what's best for Clay Holmes, I'm not going to quibble with it. You could argue once Blackburn is awful in that game, you could go to a more high-leverage guy. Brazoban was warming up. Instead of going to Kranich, who hasn't pitched in a month, you could go there. But ultimately, the offense, and we're going to continue to talk about this with the Mets, the offense, in particularly with runners in scoring position, in that game, they had the bases loaded all over the place, can't come through. And that game in particular also, the Rays were terrible defensively. And again, you know me, the Yankee shill, I'll throw it at you every once in a while. We talk about how terrible the Yankees were, and they were. But the Rays threw the ball around, kicked the ball around in the first game, made three outs on the base path themselves, including an out at third base to end the inning, a third out at third. The Yankees are not alone in these miscues. And previous seasons, no doubt, they have played a heavy role throughout the year. That has not been the case this year. It just hasn't. If you're being fair, they have tightened it up and cleaned it up all year long. They've been far better at this stuff defensively, on the base path, smarter decisions. They just have been. All year long, they've been better. They've made less outs on the base path than any team in baseball. Doesn't change the fact in the big moments here, it reared its ugly head this series, and it was frustrating. 888-808-1019. But then the Red Sox went and totally redeemed themselves with one of the worst trades you could possibly ever have. No, I know, but it's from... I know they didn't redeem themselves, but they redeemed my weekend. And it's from Dumb and Dumber. You know what I'm saying. 888-808-1019. I am completely flabbergasted that the Boston Red Sox would do that. Just completely... It is a hideous decision, and one that if I were a Red Sox fan would, I mean, just completely make me totally disgusted with my organization. Moose in Jamaica. What's up, Moose?
What's good, bro?
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm like you. Can't believe they traded Devers. Glad we don't have to face him 13 times a year.
Yep.
This dude was literally the third, was Juan Soto from third base, like absolute Yankee killer. I can't believe they traded him. They got way less than they should have, but they really wanted to get rid of him. And that's kind of the reason why I understand, even though it defies all logic, you would trade him. Bregman's contract, the direction of the team, I guess, them trying to get back somewhat of significant starting pitching back. And yes, they're in the wild card picture, but are they really a contender to make it to the World Series? Not necessarily. So I don't know.
I don't know. Who are they not better than? Like, I would tell you they're not better than the Yankees. They just won five straight games. Are they not better than Detroit? Okay. Other than that, in the American League. So now you're saying the odds of playing both the Yankees and Detroit in the postseason are unlikely, but it's possible. But you're talking about possibly needing to beat one team that is better than you to get to the World Series. That's all it takes. Beating one team that's not better than you, because I'm sorry. You can't tell me the Astros are clearly better. You can't tell me Seattle's clearly better. You can't tell me Cleveland or Kansas City or Minnesota or Texas Rangers right now. You can't tell me any of them are better than the Boston Red Sox. The New York Yankees, in my opinion, despite these five losses, are better than the Boston Red Sox, and that the Detroit Tigers are better than the Boston Red Sox. You can't be the third best team in the American League, or at least as good as the third best team in the American League, and tell me they have no chance of winning.
They're not even the third best team in their own division.
I'll leave you with this, C-Mac.
It's kind of obvious that whatever plans they had going into the season, remember Vegas had them winning 88 games or 87 games and the Yankees winning 88.
Right.
And that's not coming into fruition. So I guess the Red Sox saw the writing on the wall where it's like, okay, yeah, we could probably get more for him in the offseason or whatever. But if we start the, because they're not a contender, so they're trying to constantly recycle, reshuffle, and all this stuff to plan for the future again.
Yeah, I disagree with your assessment. And if I were a Red Sox fan, I would not be happy that my front office and my owner deemed this season already to be not a contender. After I just won five straight games against the Yankees, swept them, have won 8 of 9, and now are half a game back in the wild card, and I disagree with you. I don't think they're the third best team. They're not even the third best. They're the fourth best team in the division? You think Tampa and Toronto are better? I know that record-wise, that's the case, and they've played terribly to start the year, no doubt. But they're just finding their groove. I can tell you as a Yankee fan, I am more, and I know they play the Yankees well. They clearly do. Last, even when they've been bad, they do. In a big series, I'm sorry, Detroit, Yankees, anyone. I would rather play the Toronto Blue Jays than the Boston Red Sox any day of the week. They are frauds. They have proved it. They can't win a damn playoff game. The Tampa Bay Rays are on a hot streak, no doubt. They've got some young arms. That team is not very good. They're playing well right now. I think the Boston Red Sox are better and are more dangerous to win, to compete for a championship than Tampa Bay is. I just do. And again, they didn't have to move him now. Even if you agree with all that, give this season a chance. Move him at the end of the year. What are you worried about? The possibility of a devastated injury? Like, even that, he's under contract for 8 years. It just, the timing makes no sense. You can't convince me otherwise. I appreciate what you're saying, that they don't view themselves as contenders when they're half a game out of the lousy American League. I mean, let's look, like, right now, if they end up being, let's say they jump a half a game over the Seattle Mariners, and it's Tampa, Toronto, and Boston as the three wild cards. And so that last wild card would play the division leader, the second division leader, which could right now be the Yankees, right? I think I'm doing this correctly. The third wild card would play the second division leader. That would be the New York Yankees. I got that right? I'm trying to think.
You're talking about in the
first round.
Because the Yankees at the second division leader won't be in the wild card round.
Right, the third division leader.
So the third division leader will play the last wild
card. So I'm sorry, right. I knew I was saying it wrong as I was saying it. That's why I kept asking. The third division leader, right. So they would be playing the Houston Astros right now. The Boston Red Sox can't beat the Houston Astros. If they got into a post, if they played three games tomorrow, all three in Houston, they can't win two of three in that series? That's crazy to me.
With Crochet going one of them.
With Crochet going one of them? They absolutely can. I'm sorry. I totally disagree with the idea they're not contenders. You have to go for it. You're the Boston Red Sox. You've been in last place how many different times over the last couple years? You traded away Mookie Betts. I mean, I know, you know, we talk about the Yankees with this once proud franchise. They lost in five in the World Series. The once proud Boston Red Sox finish in last place every year. You've got a team that can contend. You're blowing it up because you think you can see into the future and tell me this team can't win a championship? And you're going to trade away one of the 10 best hitters on the planet in his prime? While he's leading the league in RBIs? Like, it's bonkers. It's absolutely bonkers. Thank you. And I never have to see him again as a Yankee fan. He owns the Yankees. Absolutely kills them. Goodbye. Go to San Francisco.
And they already played San Fran at home this year, so he won't return to Yankee Stadium until 2027.
Yes. Oh, that's a good point. Won't come to Yankee Stadium for 2 years. And who knows, it might be a shortened season because there's going to be a holdout. He might not even play.
All right,
play
they
him.
Might go all division they, East Coast games.
That's it. They might go all division East Coast games. He might not be around until 2029.
He's definitely DH'ing by then.
And who knows, it might be realignment. We'll never see him. I don't know.
Right, by then, the Mets and Yankees will be in the same division.
There's a chance Rafael Devers never plays at Yankee Stadium
Garrett
again.
Garrett Cole might never have to face Rafael Devers again.
Oh, my God. It's just unbelievable. What a joke. I'm sorry. I don't know how you don't. And I understand. Listen, I give credit to the Giants. I understand it's a weird situation because they have Chapman there as a Gold Glove third baseman. He's going from one team with a Gold Glove third baseman to another team with a Gold Glove third baseman. I mean, I think he's currently on the IL right now, but that could be an issue, I suppose. But the San Francisco Giants, to their credit, right? And Buster Posey has come in, done a nice job. They're having a really good season. They've been much better than they've been over the last couple years. And he's going for it. This is a franchise that hasn't been able to lock down a free agent, hasn't been able to get anyone to take their money for forever. So let's not leave it up to chance. Let's go acquire one already under contract. He is an absolute stud. I know the building's a little unique for lefties, but I know of one predominant left-handed slugger who did okay there. He's used to going the other way, which will at Fenway, which will benefit him there. I mean, this is and they're trading a guy in Hicks who's got a 5 ERA. They're trading their first pick of this year. He's in rookie ball. And they got Rafael Devers. And I know it's a lot of money, and I know he's a DH. I think the Giants did what they had to do. This is a good move for the Giants. It is a disaster for the Boston Red Sox.
Arson Judge choosing the Yankees ultimately over San Francisco paved the way for this move to happen.
That's true. I mean, listen, a lot of guys, nobody wanted to take their money. They talked to a bunch of different guys over the course of the last couple of years. Obviously, Correa kind of did choose them, but then he had the ankle issue and that thing fell through. But, I mean, they have not been able to get a superstar to take their money for like 3 or 4 years. And they're in desperate need of it. It's a good move for the Giants. The Giants are a legitimate threat in the National League. They're right there. I think you can add them. I mean, the prevailing thought was the Dodgers, the Mets, the Cubs, and the Padres. I think you can add, and then the Braves and the Phillies. I think you can add the Giants as a, you know, I don't know. Well, they have to play. Willy Adames is starting to get a little hot. They're playing better. They could be a threat. And a very
They're probably
tough
the
division.
Team that replaces the Braves on our preseason list of threats.
Yeah. I mean, that's some division. And now we talked about it the other day about the Arizona Diamondbacks. And if they chose to sell, the amount of pieces they could sell, sounds like they're hanging tough with, we're not selling, we're going to add it to the deadline, we believe in this team. I don't know. If the Padres, the Giants, and the Dodgers all start running away with it, You don't want to retool a little bit?
After we had that conversation, I don't know if it was Tuesday or Wednesday morning, they won five games in a row before Sunday.
I know. So they've won five in a row. I'm just saying, now that the Giants have added Devers, I would hope that there's a chance, but we'll see. John in Brooklyn, what's up, John?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you, buddy?
I'm hanging in. I can't, this is, it defies logic. 100%.
It certainly does.
It made me think about Charles O'Finley. You know who Charles O'Finley was, yes?
The owner of the Oakland A's. Yes. He had all kinds of ideas. He wanted the orange baseball.
Right. But he was bold and innovative, but they voided trades that he made because of when there was a real commissioner. Because they were unfavorable to the team to the Oakland A's. And this, I know they can't do this now because it's a whole different structure, but this is one of those kind of deals where you just shake your head and say, you know, how could Major League Baseball let this happen?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Major League Baseball should have stopped it. They are eating the entire contract. I mean, it's not such an unfair deal that it can't happen. I just think for the Red Sox, and whatever you want to say, like I got someone on Twitter now saying that the Red Sox two rookies are going to turn your head and you're not going to, you know, okay. The Red Sox rookies could play well with Devers. I know this opens up Anthony have a couple more at bats. I'm not saying you absolutely cannot trade Devers. If I were a fan, that's how I would feel. If I were a Boston Red Sox fan, I would feel like you can't trade Devers. He's our guy. He's our homegrown guy. You signed him to the contract. He's been our guy. Figure out a way to make it work. Right? Figure out a way to make it work with him. I'm hearing, you know, Twitter's telling me that he showed up to camp overweight. He leads the American League in runs batted in. He is a beast. I don't care that he showed up. If you show up overweight and get hurt, if you show up overweight and stink, if you have a problem with the organization and you suck, different conversation. The guy is too good to suck. Too big to fail. Remember that HBO movie and the talk about the banking system in 2008? Too big to fail? He's too good to suck. Like, you have to keep Rafael Devers. But if you're so inclined to not, if it's gotten so ugly, if he demands out, and there are reports he's happy to be moved, I get that. I'm not saying the relationship wasn't deteriorating. I'm not saying it wasn't a problem for him. You've got time to make it work with him. And even if you are so inclined that you have to move him, why on earth would you do it now? How do you think the team is, like, we'll see. We'll see how they respond. You think the team is going to respond kindly to lose? I mean, even if they're disappointed and there was some rumors and rumblings that they weren't happy that he didn't want to just play ball and do whatever was best for the team. I get that. There's also the matter of how damn good he is. This team's going to be like, man, we just went on a run. You're taking our best hitter from us. I wouldn't be surprised if they're done selling. I wouldn't be surprised if Bregman's on the market. I wouldn't be surprised if, obviously, there's been a lot of talk about Duran. Wouldn't be surprised if he gets moved. I think the Red Sox are now in a youth movement and might get rid of some guys who they could get stuff for, or they can, you know, move a contract. I wouldn't be surprised. Move Bregman. Why keep Bregman now? See if someone will take Bregman. He started off incredibly hot this year. Yankees could use a third baseman. Right-handed hitting third baseman. He makes too much money for Hal, that cheapskate. Damn Hal Steinbrenner ruining the Yankees. Kelvin in Bergen County. What's up, Kelvin?
What's going on, C-Mac? So I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm absolutely fuming right now. I can't sleep. I'm upset, super upset. And honestly speaking, I want Craig Breslow out. I want John Henry to sell the team. And honestly, Red Sox fans should boycott Fenway. They should boycott Fenway because the Red Sox have a pattern right now of breaking our hearts. They did it with Mookie Betts. They did it with Bogart.
Can you imagine?
And now they're doing it with Devers.
Can you imagine the same organization trading Mookie Betts and Rafael Devers? Like, I can't imagine it. When you're lucky enough to have those guys come through your system, and I'm sorry, Kelvin, I'm up against it at the top of the hour. When you have those two guys come through your system, you pay them and you thank the good Lord you were able to develop them. This kid came up at, 19 years old and was hitting Oppo tacos against Chapman at 102 miles an hour left on left. The guy is special. He's been special since he came up. Figure out a way to make it work with special players. Bottom line, figure out a way. And I know I'm biased and I get on Alex Cora and, you know, I think it's overblown how great a manager he is. It's on the manager. It's part of your managing is to make the relationships work. Right? We all Boone and cookies and milk and everybody loves them and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Never have any of this. Never hear anybody bad mouthing one another, never hearing of any inter team squabbles. Like, he manages to keep the locker room together. Cora had to do a better job of trying to mend this. And even if he didn't do a good job in the first 2 months of the season, 3 months of the season, he had the rest of the year and then maybe in the offseason. Like, you had time to fix this with him. And especially if you say you're not a contender this year, right? Even that's the argument. Well, we're not a contender this year. What did you get? You got a couple of pitchers that haven't had great seasons. Like, even if you're not a contender, okay, see what you do this year. See if that's true if you're not a contender. And then in the offseason, figure it out with them. Like, you don't have to move them. And then to do it for this, it feels like a salary dump. It feels like the first team that was willing to take up every dollar was like, you got him. Yeah, you know, give us a couple pitchers. Give us, you know, your first round pick of last year. That'll sound sexy. Maybe we could sell that as he's playing in rookie ball. Couple pitchers, your first round pick this year, and just make sure you're going to eat all that money, right? Unbelievable.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.